This is Lee Chambers on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking about buildings here with Sean Dennis from Melon Educator. I've been pronouncing it Melon all morning, but it's just a straightforward Melon, is it, Sean?
It is indeed, just Melon, yeah.
It's an unusual name, so tell me a little bit about why it's called Melon.
So Melon Educator is called Melon Educator because of the founder, Niall Melon, a philanthropist from Ireland, who started out in 2004 with the Melon the Melon Township Trust, which was a charity which was focused on building houses in townships in South Africa. That was started in 2004. And between 2004 and 2012, the charity built 25,000 houses, which managed to house 125,000 people in townships. And throughout that time, the focus of the charity was to design a blueprint to be able to show local authorities how to build low-cost, affordable housing, and to create a system that people could afford to buy those houses. That was so successful that those houses are now being built, Melon houses are now being built throughout the whole of South Africa with no input from the charity. So our work there was done. Nelson Mandela, who was very friendly with Niall, said to Niall once, "Education is the most powerful weapon of which to change the world." And because of that, Niall took that on board and thought, okay, can we do the same idea? Have we got the same blueprint for education? So in 2013, Melon Educate was formed, and Melon Educate UK was launched.
And what does Melon Educate do? Because so the Melon Townships project was about building houses. What about Melon Educate?
So Melon Educate, the focus is on building schools. Not just the building blitz. There's a couple of blitzes. So there's the building blitz, which I'm involved with, which sees volunteers go out in November for 1 week and to build the infrastructure in the schools. But throughout the year, we have got a team of volunteers that are working out in South Africa, selecting the schools which we think we can have the biggest impact in. And then the building blitz in November, the volunteers go out, we put the infrastructure in, but the charity employs the whole structure around that and put the education system in, and we're in control of what's going on with the educational programs in those schools. We also have a teacher blitz, which is in July, of which we look for teachers to go out and work alongside the South African teachers in building their curriculums and helping them understand the best ways of education.
Why can't South Africans do this? Because, you know, you're talking about South Africa, we're not talking about a desperately poor or an uneducated country. So why can't they put these this infrastructure in place for themselves?
I think South Africa is a fantastic example of the extreme wealth to extreme poverty that you can have in the world. The places that we work, mostly lately we've been working in a township, Kalicha, which has got a population of 4.5 million, and they're living in squalor. You know, it's a huge township. Everyone's living in overcrowded conditions with, you know, no sanitation. It's very, very poor. And our process is to try and be able to teach a new way of being able to do this. The same as what we did with the houses is to teach and work with local governments to show them that there is a different way to be able to create a future.
So since you've been involved with the charity, how long have you been involved with them?
My first building blitz was in 2007. So I've been involved with the charity since 2007, and I've completed 5 blitzes, 2 on the houses and 3 on schools.
Well, it must be incredibly rewarding. You've seen lives changed, presumably.
Hugely. When we went out last year, the year before, we had a privilege of going back to see some of the houses that we had built and the communities that we built, and they're flourishing now. The education side of it is even more impactful because we're creating a solution internally for individuals and the children of South Africa to be able to find that education, and they find the ambition and they've got then the education to be able to get themselves out of that environment.
And are you a volunteer or do you work for the charity?
No, I'm totally a volunteer for the charity. Volunteering for the charity, I get so much out of it because it's very rewarding as a volunteer when you come back after giving a week of your time and being involved with the Blitz and seeing what it's like out in South Africa where there is a sheer lack of anything, really, even opportunity. It makes you understand appreciation on an atomic scale, and you really appreciate how lucky we really are in our everyday lives in this side of the world.
And a building blitz, that sounds like it's quite hard work while you're there.
It's an extremely hard week. You will be extremely tired at the end of it, both mentally and physically. I'm not involved with the building trade in any way, shape or form. I'm not a builder. And all our volunteers, you know, we have a mix of trades and non-trades, but we're open for anybody to join us, to come along. It's extremely demanding, but the rewards are huge. And it's a win-win situation. You get so much out of it yourself, but you're also helping to create a solution to one of the biggest problems that we have on the planet.
And now you've got your own project, yes. Hashtag Tribe16. Tell me about that.
So there are 8 building blitzes that that Niall has organised that I haven't actually been able to go on through to work commitments and my own family. And I wanted to do something to replenish them blitzes back. So those 8 blitzes, I decided that I would try and find 2 volunteers for each of the blitzes that I wasn't able to attend.
So you're looking for 16 volunteers, and what can they expect?
Okay, so I'm looking for 16 volunteers. We have 6 now already signed up for 2018. The blitz is in November. The dates are the 7th to the 24th. Each volunteer needs to raise £4,000, but full support will be there to help them raise that money. In the past 10, 12 years, we've had 22,000 volunteers raise that money, so it is attainable. Full support's given to help volunteers raise the funds. What they can expect is to go out, have a life-changing week that they'll never forget, and to have a solid impact on a general solution to help change the lives for thousands and thousands of children.
So what will they be doing while they're out there, Sean?
Depending on what the skills are, we are looking for trades. Trades are vitally important to us. But they're not necessity, because we have lots of work. It's a big scale. We had 300 last year coming out, and about 50% mix of non-skilled and skilled labour. There's plenty of jobs to be done for non-skilled labour, from passing out bottles of water to make sure everybody's hydrated, and sun cream to make sure that we're not getting sunburnt, to painting. Something that's very impactive in the townships is the simple act of painting. There's no colour in a township, and in the school, One of the biggest impacts we can have aesthetically is to paint the fences around the schools in bright colours. And you know, there's lots of painting to be done. There's lots of stuff for non-skilled people to be doing. So even though you haven't got skills, please let that hold you back from volunteering.
Well, if people are listening to this and thinking, do you know what, yeah, I'm not sure, maybe, you know, £4,000, that's a lot of money. What would be your sell? How would you persuade them to do this? What have you taken away from your experience there?
I would say get off the fence, pay a deposit, make the commitment. Once you've made that commitment that you'll go, get in contact with the charity who will be able to put you in contact with me. I'll meet up with you and help you discuss a strategy and how you can raise your funding. A lot of people will self-fund, so business owners who want to contribute back will self-fund. But if anybody wants to raise the money, get in contact with a charity, pay your deposit, and then you've made the commitment. And we've got 10 months of which to raise that money, and it can be done. It can be done.
And what's your strongest memory of all the times that you've been out to South Africa? Is there one moment that stays in your mind?
Yes, the last building blitz last year, something which will stay with me forever. I was playing over a game of Thumb Wars with some of the children in the school. I was playing Thumb Wars with some of the little kids, and I noticed their hands had like wounds, like open wounds on their hands. And when I went to ask what it was, I thought I could maybe get somebody to sponsor for some E45 cream, buy a pallet load and get it solved. And it was very hard to find out that the reason for the wounds on the hands was malnutrition. So, you know, you are dealing with children who are just on the edge of survival, and to be able to know that giving them a future and opportunity is hugely rewarding.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Well, melloneducate.com is the website. It's melloneducate.com if you want to find out more about the work of the charity. If people want specifically to get involved with this particular project, what can they do?
So, yeah, Tribe 16 is we're trying to get 16 volunteers from the Cambridgeshire area to come out in November. We've got a Facebook page called Tribe 16. It's probably the best way. If anybody looks on Facebook, check in with Tribe 16, send me a message on there, communicate through Tribe 16 Facebook page. All the information's on there about what we're doing, and I'll be in touch.
Oh, I love it. Well, good luck with it. I'm sure you will get your 16 people. When you come back, can you get in touch with us again?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd like to check in and find out how it went.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.